Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's get right into it for there. I said it, 585-252-9800 to share your unpopular opinions because it's time to clear
the air. Christian right. Coming out of the gate super hot. If you watch the Super Bowl this year, you're a loser. There, I said it.
Okay.
All right, Christian.
Very hateful.
Keep your pants on.
I don't know how many people, I know a lot of people are trying to,
boycott it.
But I think a lot of them are still going to end up watching.
Yeah.
I feel a lot better this Monday than last Monday.
Me too. I mean, like, listen, last Monday was your birthday and it was rough. It was rough there for a minute.
Time heals all. It was the most depressing birthday I've had in a while.
Yeah.
But you got to make the best of these things.
Because I haven't been that depressed on a birthday since I was on the side of the road eating a can of chili.
That happened one time. That was one time.
Tanya says, it was just on your birthday.
Tanya says, breakfast in bed is disgusting. There, I said it. Whoever came up with a tray table and having breakfast in bed as being a luxury must have had house servants who cleaned for them 24/7. Because crumbs and spills where I sleep? No, thank you.
I hate crumbs in bed.
Tanya, I couldn't agree with you more.
Yeah.
You're so right.
We always did breakfast in bed for my mom for Mother's Day, though.
I told you about this house roommate I had that I didn't really know.
Yeah. Craigslist guy, right?
No. Like, when I lived in Hollywood, before I got my own place, I had a roommate. His name was Anthony. He gets married to a girl from Italy to keep her in the country.
Perfect.
And she has a friend from Sweden who's like 52.
Sure.
Says, hey, you could have the spare bedroom.
Right.
Now it's me, three people in one bathroom. But she would never leave the bedroom. She'd eat in there, sometimes cook in there because she had a hot plate. Mm-hmm. Just wouldn't come out. So then one time, we had guests from out of town visiting.
Okay.
She wasn't there. Okay. I had to give my buddy my room. She had texted and said, hey, if you want to sleep in my room, you can, feel free. I said, that's very nice of you. Well, I opened the door. I went in there. I pulled over the sheets and there was all these used napkins. Like napkins she's wiped her mouth with and cleaned up spills were in her sheets under the bed. Figure that out. So I slept standing up. Just in the corner of the room.
No.
I was like disgusted.
Yeah.
People live like that?
My first roommate ever in Rochester, literally same deal. She had Buffalo Wild Wing boxes in her bed, Mark's Pizza.
Ew.
P.F. Chang's. I'm like, what? Is this a food court? What's happening here?
I don't know how some people do it, man. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, it was really tough. This person says, the majority of people are horrible drivers and need to go back to driver's ed. If you're driving slow in the left lane, you do not know how to drive. If you do not get out of the way, when someone comes up behind you and wants to go faster, then utilize the left lane. You don't know how to drive. If you can't turn on your vehicle... Wait,
how long
is
this?
If you cannot turn your vehicle around the corner and stay in your own lane, then you do not know how to drive. If you do not use your turn signal, you do not know how to drive. There, I said it.
You could have said, there, I said it, like 3.5 minutes ago. We get the point. You can't drive.
Hey. Don't judge people. We're asking people to get things off their chest. So that's what he did. He got it off. Or she.
We don't have a name.
We do not. I got to get to mine for today.
All right, let's talking about a long segment. Go ahead, Breeze.
How do I even say it? I'm just going to come out and say it. I think if you're missing a hubcap, you are white trash. There, I said it.
You know what? I'm going to have to agree with you for hardly.
As someone with a missing hubcap currently, I'm like trash. No, I'm garbage. No, I can't do it.
You know,
I walked out on Friday. I'm missing a hubcap. I go,
oh, that's trash.
I don't know if it was stolen or if I hit a pothole and it flew off. But all I'm saying is I have never felt worse about myself in this lifetime than with my missing hubcap. There I said it.
Yeah, you truly are white trash.
White trash.
And I do catch myself judging when I see it, and I try not to be that guy, but it's so hard not to.
It's okay. So bad. It right. looks horrible. I would argue a missing hubcap is more important to me than an unmade bed.
This is almost as good as the take you did during Christmas with the inflatables in the front yard. We're pretty close.
So if you have a missing hubcap, just know I see you, I feel you, I'm right there with you. We need to get it fixed by the end of the week.
Yeah.
Okay? Okay.
But you are still trash. Brittany says youth sports today are ruining kids' lives. There, I said it. I'm a huge advocate for kids' sports, but not when these coaches are scheduling practice every night of the week, including Saturday nights at 7 p.m. I'm so over it.
He's like, Mom, I'm 7. She's like, get out there.
Apparently, Dave is not a fan of Kevin Costner. He's a terrible actor. There, I said it. Okay. Mine for today is if you have, not a hot take like Breezy's, but if you have a destination wedding, you should cover the cost of accommodations for your guests. There, I said it. Because my friend sent me an invite for their 2026 wedding in Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, all right, but you got to pay for my room. There, I said it. It's as simple as that. Am I wrong for that?
Yeah. I mean, listen, I think that destination weddings are a choice, whether you're having it or hosting it or attending. And I think the whole idea behind it is you're coming to my wedding and you're going on vacation.
But when it's followed up with a text of you better be there.
Yeah, that's tough.
I can't defend that. What I'm saying.
Yeah, it's tough.
This is an interesting one. Are you seeing Lindsay's text here coming in for their set? Getting a Valentine's Day card from your stepdad is beyond creepy. There, I said it. Yes, this actually happened to me, you guys. Why, though? Why is it creepy, though? Now, if you came home to a bed full of rose petals with him in a banana hammock, then yeah, sure, I can see why that would make some hairs stand up. If he lit some candles in the bathroom and asked you to get into a bubble bath with him, then yeah, sure, I can see why you might be hesitant.
I'm not pro stepfather Valentine Day. I'm not doing that.
If you put a sign on the door that he was giving free stash rides, then sure, I can see why.
Yeah, but I think that's where we're going. Thank you so much.
Breezy presents another award-worthy performance in Moosterpiece
Theater. This is a good one today, and I'm actually very surprised Breezy has never seen this movie. I picked one that I thought she was familiar with.
Mm-hmm. But I'm definitely familiar with it. I've just never seen it.
We're going to act out a scene from this film this morning, and then Breezy's going to go home tonight, watch that film, and bring it in tomorrow for Breezy's big movie review. 585-252-9800 if you know the name of the film. This scene today, Breezy, you're in a bathtub. You're just taking a nice bath, okay?
Okay.
And your husband, who's facing some serious demons with his addiction to drinking, is confronting you, and the conversation escalates from calm but bitter to very heated.
Okay.
And very condescending.
Great.
Right? So all the things that you're very good at.
Okay. Shut up.
What questions do you have today? I'm not looking for you to wing this one today like you did last week. I was hoping you could.
I have a couple notes. Are there typos?
I went back and checked. Right, we should be okay, but no problem.
My dyslexic brain cannot handle one more typo. am I angry, sad, happy?
Well, you gotta look at the script.
Okay.
And you have to feel it out while you're actually going back and forth with your character and my character.
Okay.
You're going to know and see where it escalates, okay? Lights, camera, and action. You are nominated for 3 Grammys. I think it's effing great.
Thank you. How did you find that out?
But you're not happy here whatsoever. You're so annoyed.
I literally asked.
No, yeah, you're
he goes, feel it out. What?
Cut. Hold on.
If I won 3 Grammys, I'd be pretty excited. Nominated.
Breezy, I just said there's a lot of tension between her and her husband. He's facing demons with his addiction. So in this scene, it escalates from calm. Okay, you're not happy. You're still bitter and condescending to absolutely heated. Okay?
Okay.
Let's start from the top. And action. You were nominated for like 3 Grammys. I think it's effing great. It's effing great.
Thank you. How did you like find that out?
I would try it more like, thank you. How'd you find out?
Oh my God. Just go. Just go. Go to Bobby.
Thank you. How did you find out?
Thank you. How did you find out?
Bobby told me. He called. He said that they want to do some Roy Orbison tribute. But the point is he got nominated, and that's great.
Thanks.
I'm just trying to figure it all out. That's all. Why you come around with me with an ass like that? Why you come around me with an ass like
right.
that?
Right. You singing my lyrics?
Why you come around me with an ass like that?
Yeah, that's my song. What about my song?
I've been
song?
Listening to it over and over and over, and I don't know. I don't get it. I don't get it.
Yeah, all right. Just keep drinking, and that will give you the answer
I don't
you're
know.
Looking for.
Maybe I just failed you, you know?
You what? You failed me?
Yeah, you're embarrassing.
I'm embarrassing? I'm not embarrassing. You're embarrassing. You know what you're doing?
What?
This is just... Is your so embarrassing? You're so embarrassed that you got to put me down.
You think you're ugly and you're not, and you got to get all this approval from all these other people, and why can't it just be enough, you know, from your husband? Why can't it just be enough?
You know what I would like is for my boyfriend to just love me.
Oh, really? You're calling me your boyfriend now, huh? Not your husband.
Yeah, that's right. You're my boyfriend. And when you're my boyfriend when you don't treat me like your wife, so.
I don't even know what that means.
It means clean up your crap because you're freaking messy. That's what that means. Oh, and you want a drinking buddy? Is that what you want? You want to be your dad? Is that it?
That's over the line. Don't even go there. You couldn't be my dad if you effing tried. My dad had more talent in his pinky finger than you do in your entire body. You're just freaking ugly, that's all.
What did you say to me? What? How dare you? I can't take this anymore.
Okay. Oh, you're in a bathtub. Where are you going? Cut!
I'm in a bathtub?
Yeah,
we
established that early in the beginning, but that's okay.
Right.
It's all about taking direction when you're on set.
Of course.
A lot of people had some very interesting guesses on this one. One person did get it, but before we give you the answer to the film, how do you think you did on a scale of 1 to 10 acting that out today?
Well, I mean, I was misguided, of course, as I normally am.
We'll never take accountability, so she blamed the director. That's totally fine. Whatever. PXY, who's this? Hello, PXY.
Hello.
Hi. And you are?
Chelsea.
Hi, Chelsea. What did you think the movie was that Breezy and I acted out?
It was A Star Is Born. All I do is
win you, is win you. Was it A Star Is Born?
The person in the background goes, who are you calling? I'm dead.
Wait, Chelsea. Was it the Star Is Born 1 or 2?
I wasn't going to say 1.
Yeah, well, there was only 1. It was a trick question. Moose is just being right. An ass. Classic.
Yeah, that's totally fine. Congratulations. Hey, do you want to hear what you won?
Yeah.
Okay, we're gonna hook you up with a pair of tickets to see the Kodak Hall Series Presents Titanic Live on February 21st at Kodak Hall at Eastman Theater. You got 2 tickets. How's that sound? How's it?
Crickets. She hung up. She's like, I'm actually so good.
She actually did hang up.
She was like a lot of paperwork. I'm so good.
She actually hung up.
Me
okay.
In the background like, did we really? Alrighty. This went swimmingly.
Okay. Yeah, so that's the film, Breeze, A Star Is Born. By the way, this was nominated
this took a
for
huge turn.
9 Academy Awards. And also, we'll get your movie review coming up tomorrow where you can give this like a terrible score. But anyways, if anybody wants to snag those 2 tickets that were originally going to Chelsea, 585-252-9800. We're looking for caller 8 right now to go see Titanic Live at Kodak Hall. It's PXY Mornings. 98 PXY.
How would you like to win?
PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. 41 for the high today. A lot of us, like myself, I'm so proud that I got through dry January. And no, it wasn't easy, but nothing worth doing is, you know?
More like wet January. You were boozing all month. And I tried. I lasted like 2 weeks.
Yeah, well, these things happen. So anyways, we have another dumb trend for you to try in February.
So I honestly don't know if this is a real thing or if I just
created it up. Well, who else do you know that does it?
Nobody.
Okay. It's Breezy's thing. We did it together 2 years ago.
Yeah. So basically, the reason I just Googled it. There is such thing. The reason I do this in February, it's called Frugal February. And I picked February because it's the shortest month of the year. So I'm like more likely to actually follow through, right? Mm-hmm. So Frugal February is basically a month that I challenge myself to save money. And by doing so, I mean, like, I feel like every year my goals change. But this year, for the next couple of years, I really am like buckling down and really honing in on saving to buy a house.
Right.
And the housing market and this and that and the other. But I really just want to get a pretty solid chunk of change in my savings for a down payment so I can, when the time comes, not worry about it as much. So what I do for the month of February is at the top of every week, I give myself $100 in spending money.
Right. So this, but what about bills?
So bills are coming out. You can't do anything about bills. You have to pay
your
bills.
This is just spending money.
This is extras. This is going out on the Park Ave crawl, then going to Vern's for dinner, then going and stopping and grabbing a coffee on your way into work. All the little things.
Yeah, it adds
up. You just effortlessly and mindlessly swipe for and tap for. You really have it in cash in your hand so you can see it.
Right.
Groceries, okay, maybe budget your groceries a little better. This is just for recreational and extracurricular activity.
This is very interesting. I think I really want to really give this a go this month and see how well I do. If you guys want to try this with us, also 585-252-9800. If you were to do this, what is the one thing you would cut out this month that you would not spend money on? For me, it's got to be going out to dinner. You know what I mean? It's got to be the money I spent on coffee, stuff like that. So give yourself $100 at the start of each week. And that $100 has to last you each week. So
even the weekends,
you get $400 of spending money this month.
Yes.
Do you think you can do it? Yes or no?
I'm going to try very hard. So, I mean, it's going to be hard for me. We're going on vacation, next week, not this weekend, next week when we're going to Florida. I mean, those flights have been paid for, things of that nature. But like, do I need to get airport snacks? Probably not. Can I just bring something that's not going to cost me $7 for a bag of popcorn? Hopefully. And I just think it's really important to do. And I think you'll surprise yourself, honestly, because once you have – none of us use cash anymore. And if you do, kudos to you. Once you have the cash that's like tangible in your hand, you will see just how quickly that goes.
Well,
it's the mindless swiping and tapping it doesn't play a huge role.
Yeah, and there's a lot of people, too, in the money game that will tell you. When you see physically in your hand that money going away, you do want to spend less.
Right.
Let's go to Jamie here that says, cutting out non-essential purchases for the month. This is where I look my absolute ugliest because there's no skincare routine, there's no hair appointments, and there's no pampering myself. Let's see how far I get.
Yeah.
It's worth a shot. $400. That's all you get for spending money. Who's in?
Sure.
Frugal February.
So for me, I have an appointment on Wednesday, and that's going to be a $50 appointment. I already scheduled it. There's no way around it.
Okay, that's $50.
$50 down the tubes. I essentially have $50 for the week. I think it's.
What is it for?
I'm not going to say it live on air.
You won't say what your appointment's for.
I'm not going to say it. No. I'm so good.
Why? You're getting something bleached, huh? Aren't you?
Something like that.
Sure. Okay.
Yeah.
That's all we need to know.
So I think it's a really good challenge. I think it's going to be super helpful for you to manage your money. And if saving money is a big goal of yours for 2025, take part in this challenge with us.
And this
you get $100 a week.
$100.
$400 for the month.
$400.
If you want to take that $400 out right now and do take little envelopes, go do that.
Do it. That we're all going to start shopping at Aldi's. We have no other choice.
I already do.
We're all going to meet at Aldi's. You'll save money right off the bat just doing that alone.
Mm-hmm. So be mindful and let's get it popping.
Frugal February is in full effect starting right now. I'm going to have to cut out the drinking. I'm going to have to cut out dining out,
yep.
Which is going to be huge.
You're going to have to cut out coffee.
I'm going to have to cut out some coffee because I already pretty much stocked up at home.
Okay.
I just like it cold.
Okay. It's gross, but okay. Oh, like iced coffee, you mean? I thought you meant like sitting out. I'm like, right. Yeah, you can do it. You can, and I think what's cool about it is like, you're not, I think if you really were to restrict yourself, like, I'm not spending any money this month, that's not realistic. And then you'll go off the handle.
You're going to have to. But it's the spending money that gets away from us.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, we love to treat ourselves. Sometimes we don't realize how much.
Correct.
And this is a good way. But then what happens when, you know, no spend Feb is done? Then what?
Hopefully you got a little nest egg. Stocked up and ready to go.
How much money are you spending how much money are you spending in a month? With bills, everything. Let's talk about your finances for a second. Where are you at? It's not more than $3,000.
No, God no. It's like $1,500.
Okay, that's not very much money.
It's not. It's really not. It's not bad at all. Cause you gotta think about it. My rent's cut in half.
Right, your rent's cut in half. You don't have a car payment.
I don't have a car payment.
Your insurance is like $40 a month.
Right. It's fine. It's all good. It's all good in the hood here. So I'm going to really buckle down and do this. I can't wait. I have a Galentine's Day dinner next week that I'm kind of freaking out about because that's at Good Luck and, you know, that's not cheap.
No.
But yeah, I'm excited.
But we hope that you guys can join us in Frugal February. We're all going to do it together starting today. And we'll touch on this tomorrow morning at the same time. To see how much money I spent today at Wegmans after
the show. He goes, so I took out a small loan. I'm like, right.